This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Steve Schleicher has resigned as Vice President of the Colorado County Clerks Association and withdrawn El Paso County from active membership in the organization, citing concerns about transparency, partisan influence, and the exclusion of elected officers from key meetings. Journalist Ash Epp first reported the resignation on March 24 after obtaining excerpts from an email Schleicher sent to a Colorado voter. The following day, Epp published the full resignation letter, dated March 6 and addressed to the CCCA Executive Committee, after obtaining it through a Colorado Open Records request. In it, Schleicher names CCCA leadership directly and raises pointed questions about outside influence over election policy. El Paso County is the most populous county in Colorado, making the withdrawal a significant blow to the CCCA, a non-governmental organization that serves as a coordinating body for the state's 64 county clerks on election policy and operations. Excluded from meetings on a false premise. Schleicher wrote that since his election as CCCA vice president, he had not been permitted to participate in executive leadership meetings with the Secretary of State's office. I was informed by both Matt Crane and Carly Capiz that this was due to a lack of trust from the Secretary of State's office regarding my participation, Schleicher wrote, naming CCCA Executive Director Matt Crane and CCCA President Carly Capiz of Weld County. Crane is a former Arapahoe County clerk who serves as the association's executive director. In a subsequent email to a Colorado voter, Schleicher described what happened when he contacted the Secretary of State's office directly. Each of them shared with me that these conversations had not occurred, he wrote. That response raised additional concerns for me and led me to believe the situation was developed internally by the CCCA president and executive director. In his resignation letter, Schleicher also noted that the Secretary of State is not a member of this association, and it is troubling to me that an external office would have de facto authority over which of our elected officers may engage in discussions on behalf of the organization. A pattern of exclusion. The resignation letter describes what Schleicher characterizes as a pattern. He wrote that Clerk Justin Grantham experienced similar exclusion from executive leadership meetings during his time in CCCA leadership, and that those meetings resumed once Clerk Molly Fitzgerald became president. The only material difference between them is their party affiliation, Schleicher wrote. It is difficult for me not to conclude that party affiliation plays a role in these decisions and that I am experiencing the same dynamic. Outside influence over legislation. Schleicher's sharpest criticism targeted what he described as outside influence over election legislation. He wrote that it has been difficult to watch what appears to be one individual, in Denver, Martha Tierney, attorney for the Colorado Democratic Party, exert significant influence over election-related legislation, directing caucus positions and outcomes. In my view, that is not leadership, it is acquiescence, Schleicher wrote. He cited House Bill 26-1113, which he said has accumulated more than 23 amendments, as an example of flawed policy being pushed forward with the promise of addressing consequences later, a record of transparency initiatives. Since taking office, Schleicher has built a reputation for election transparency measures in El Paso County. He launched the first program in Colorado to verify voter roll accuracy through credit data, became the first county clerk to live stream ballot drop box footage, and created an online platform for real-time tracking of voter registration and election data. I remain committed to serving the voters and citizens of El Paso County with integrity, transparency, and professionalism, Schleicher wrote in his resignation letter. I believe this decision is in the best interest of both my office and the citizens I serve. The CCCA's leadership page now lists Tyron Power of Summit County as vice president. Neither the CCCA nor Crane has publicly responded to Schleicher's resignation. Susan Harris, an Arizona resident and recurring guest on The Kim Monson Show, discussed the resignation on March 26, drawing parallels to a similar situation in Arizona where a former Maricopa County recorder is under investigation for allegedly advising county recorders statewide not to comply with record requests from state lawmakers. And now, Kim's perspective. Steve Schleicher did exactly what elected representatives should do when they encounter a system that values conformity over transparency. He asked questions, found the answers did not add up, and made a principled decision. Colorado voters deserve county clerks who serve them, not an association that controls the message. The fact that the state's largest county felt compelled to walk away should concern every voter who cares about honest elections. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.